All right. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Good morning. Good morning. Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown is sick again today, and comedian in the glass, Damon Williams, is here.
And we're here.
Glass broken.
Can we just say, after a night that we had last night, as Bears fans, we're here. Just want to say, once again, national embarrassment.
I was with a Bear fan who did a touchdown dance when your quarterback got hurt. You all are some mean, mean people.
Did you see the way he
played? When Jay Cutler got hurt, Matt did a touchdown dance, a celebration like in the end zone, like he'd run a touchdown.
Well, we got to get him out of there one way or another, Tom.
One way or
sorry.
The other.
That's messed up, man.
And while we're at it, if we could do something to that head coach, that would be really good. Just saying.
The man was hurt. Oh. And you all celebrated.
And what about the hurt he has inflicted upon us?
Time and time again.
Hello. Preach, brother.
You.
Preach.
Oh, my God.
And here's the thing. This coach.
I can't believe this hurt.
Yeah, this coach has come in, man, and assembled this squad. Our team looks like a team if the NFL was on strike and these guys showed up.
And they didn't even play before.
Exactly.
These are just guys that just came in from the factory.
No, yeah. I didn't say these players. I said these guys showed up.
You're right. Thank you, man.
If you're listening to this around the country.
Last night.
Can you understand this kind of hate?
Yeah, they can. We're not alone. We're not the only 0-2 team out there that have been embarrassed like this. But I'm just saying. The Eagles,
that beautiful night of nice weather.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are,
they just ruined it for us.
Chicago.
And so, Damon, I know you're in Chicago last night, and this is unusual to have such a great day, a beautiful night there on the lakefront, beautiful old Soldier Field, and Monday Night Football, the nation's eyes are upon us, and wow, what an embarrassment.
And then they tease you, Tom, because they kept it close just long enough for you to miss everything else on TV.
What else was on? Oh, The Voice was on, yeah.
The Voice.
You could have changed to anything, but you know, you compelled just long enough to miss everything.
And at some point, the test pattern would have been really a lot more interesting than what
test
was happening.
Test pattern?
Yes.
What the heck is a test? Even I don't remember a test pattern.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But we love our Bears, that we have.
They're what we got. They're all we got.
No, it's not. You have the Cubs.
No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about football team. They're it. You know, some cities have more than one. Some cities have good college teams. You know.
And my Chicago friend, my Bears, Matt, he can't stand the Cubs because he's a White Sox fan.
Right. And that's not true for all fans in Chicago. It's not always true that either you are a Cubs or you are a Sox fan, but that usually is the way that it goes. Like. One of us you're talking to here is a Cubs fan, and one of us that you're talking to here is
a Sox fan.
A Sox fan.
Yeah.
And you're both from the South Side.
And we're both from the South Side. Go figure.
I don't understand this hate.
Don't try to.
I just don't understand this kind of hate.
It's not easy being this hate-filled, especially after last night.
Is built up generational.
Oh, my. It is generational hate. You're right.
So why didn't you just turn and watch The Voice and be happy?
Well, I tried doing that last night. I tried watching Dancing with the Stars and watching the Bears game, and I was getting a little bi-TV polar. It was a little difficult. But Damon's right. In the beginning, they were keeping it close. It was like they were holding them to, you know, three-point scores, and then all of a sudden, this kid from Philadelphia just started playing, and the Bears were having more fun watching Philadelphia play than they were playing themselves.
You got a point. And actually, Tom, I'm going to tell you, I actually did. I recorded the game, and I turned away, and I watched my episode of Ray Donovan. Then I came back to look at what was left of it, and I watched
Donovan
it with hope still.
Ray Donovan was good, man. You didn't see that coming,
sir.
For Ruiz, did you?
Man, see? Ray Donovan.
They got Ruiz, man. Ruiz done.
Oh, yeah, you're talking power now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I switched the power.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Ruiz is
now
gone.
That's going to be a finale. But what happened last night?
Belikov.
Should have been a finale.
Belikov from Ray Donovan. Is that his name? Mm-hmm. The Russian? Yeah, he got it, man. Mm-hmm. Avi took him out, man. Now, that's good television.
See, exactly. What we had there, Monday Night Football, not so much. Man, congratulations to the Eagles. They looks like they got a team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that kid. Well, that's what a quarterback looks like, Damon.
Yeah, wow.
good police work. They caught the Chelsea bomber in less than 24 hours in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Shot him and didn't kill him.
Hmm.
There's an article in the New York Daily News. My man Sean King writes, "Can African Americans get some of that kind of treatment when stopped by the police for at least just a traffic stop, not even a terrorist bombing?"
Well, that is also in reference to the horrible killing of a Tulsa man. This happened over the weekend. And the black man.
The man was obeying the police in Tulsa. He was shot and killed.
His SUV was stalled. He turned and walked towards the police. And a white policewoman killed the black man. And they tased him and they shot him. And he died.
The terrorist, though.
Yeah, good thing that terrorist wasn't selling cigarettes.
Okay.
I know. Wow. And his family owns a fried chicken place.
Yeah,
and
they're quite popular in the neighborhood.
And the city shut them down because they were a distraction. And so the family has said discrimination.
They've been in a legal fight with the city for several years as a result of they would have people just hanging out there and they would be real loud as you want to be at a chicken place. And
in a quiet chicken place.
I know, right?
I don't even want chicken that comes out of a quiet chicken place.
I mean, they found that man, shot him, didn't kill him, and he's been arrested for questioning. Man in Tulsa gets his car stalled. He gets out the car. He does what the police say, and they shot him.
Right. He wasn't being arrested or anything that. That's the thing.
No.
And case after case after case where we get shot and killed for a traffic stop.
And you watch the footage, even the helicopter pilots that were circling, commentary was like, yeah, he looks like a bad dude. What looks bad about him with his hands up in the air?
And that was, and one of the people in the helicopter, one of the cops in the helicopter, was the husband to the woman who killed him, who killed Terrence Crutcher. He was not the one, apparently, according to the reports, who said he looks like a bad dude, but he was one of those in the helicopter as this policewoman killed him, who now is on paid administrative leave.
Wow. Mm.
It continues.
Meanwhile, y'all jumping up and down because your quarterback got hurt. That's something's wrong.
I don't wish ill will. I just want him to go away. I don't want him to get hurt.
That's just you.
Yeah. We put it like this, Tom. We would just prefer that he was on Dancing with the Stars last night instead of Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Somewhere doing the Foxtrot.